The first U.S. case of mad cow disease emerged in Washington state in 2003. Fear over the disease's damaging effects froze beef exports and also jacked up meat prices. Health and ag officials have repeatedly assured U.S. consumers that the risk of getting infected is low. And to date, there's been no documented case of a person eating contaminated beef and succumbing to the illness. Now a beef cow from a Texas ranch has been confirmed with mad cow disease, which has some consumers wary of the risks again. But some butcher shops and deli owners feel that the scare seems minor compared to 2 years ago. Sean Alberg works at Jacobson Brothers Meats and Deli in Madison. He says if there is a scare, it hasn't hurt business.
I think the second time around, people take it a lot less seriously. You know, they don't get as worried about it as the first time. I haven't heard anybody mention it while they were buying steaks from us yet.
Alberg says the prices also remain steady for all their meat. Despite this, agricultural officials continue to watch for more cases of the disease, which crippled the British meat industry in the 1980s and 90s. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.